You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm Dave Cohen, WWL First News. Now in for Tommy Tucker, it's Don Dubuque on WWL.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, you know, we got the big opening of the second split of duck season. And man, that weather report you were giving, it's kind of duck weather for tomorrow morning.
You like that cold air blowing in first thing tomorrow morning?
Well, the ducks kind of ride in on those frontal systems. You know, it kind of moves them down here to the south and puts them in perspective for the hunters. And, yeah, tomorrow's the kind of day you want. Kind of windy, breezy. The ducks like to fly in the wind and chilly temperatures. It should be good. And, you know, that's one of the things we do on the outdoor show when doing duck season is we actually take you live and direct into the duck blinds. And you can hear all the action, the calling, the quacking with the calls, and then the shots going off and the dogs hitting the water and shaking the water off. It's very entertaining, and I'll tell you what, makes me want to be out there.
Tomorrow morning, starting at 5 a.m. with Don Dubuque here on WWL.
Yes, sir. Well, Dave, coming up, we got Chris Winter. We're going to talk about sleep. Some young adults are using cannabis and alcohol to go to sleep at alarming rates. We'll see what he has to say about it, and we'll also talk to you, our listeners. And if you want to text us a question, a comment, always welcome on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line, which is 504-260-1870.
You know, it's funny. That's the reason I don't drink much anymore, Don, is if I have one drink, I pretty much fall asleep right away. So, yeah, I'm so tired from the crazy hours I keep that just one drink, whether it's a glass of wine or a beer or a cocktail, and I'm ready for bed.
Well, there's a lot of other reasons to drink besides going to sleep. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Especially right. With the family coming in for the holidays. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did. They're probably listening, too. You could be in trouble.
Let's hope not.
Maybe not. Thank you, Dave. All right, we'll be right back after this, and we'll talk with Chris Winter, sleep specialist and a neurologist, about this new stats are saying more than 1 in 5 young adults reported using cannabis, a.k.a. marijuana, or alcohol to help fall asleep. We'll be right back. Oh, Mr. Sandman, I could listen to a little more of that. That kind of stuff kind of puts you to sleep. Music does it. What puts you to sleep? 504-260-1870. You have trouble sleeping? We'd love to hear from our audience this morning. We're going to talk about what is very surprising statistics that are coming out of a recent survey at the University of Michigan. They found that more than 1 in 5 people young adults, that is, reported using cannabis or alcohol to help fall asleep. It's age 19 to 30. I guess that's that Gen Zers. And boy, I got to apologize to them after yesterday. Seemed like we've been picking on those Gen Zs. But anyway, to try to help us figure out what's going on with this and how to treat these sleep problems, Chris Winter joins us. Chris is a sleep specialist and neurologist and the author of The Sleep Solution and The Rested Child. Chris, it sounds like you've got a fertile feel for the future of your business there. It sounds like there's on the rise sleep disorders, especially among young people.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of trouble with finding people who need help. That's for sure. It's people have a lot of trouble with sleep sometimes. So yeah, we're pretty job secure.
You know, we hear the term "sleep like a baby" or "I slept like a baby." Is it true that it's easier to sleep the younger you are and the harder the older you get?
I mean, there are certain things that change with sleep as you get older. We tend to require fewer hours. We tend to wake up a few more times and have a little bit more fragmentation to our sleep as we get older. But, you know, we also don't exercise as much as we get older and take more medications as we get older. So there are sort of, you know, ebbs and flows with sleep. But yeah, I would say that as we get older, there are a few more challenges, but older people can still have very satisfying, healthy sleep.
So what do you think is the reason for the rise in the trend among young people who are having difficulty sleeping and turning to the use of cannabis or alcohol to help them? Is it more pressure? Is it just a faster-paced society, the technology, the social media, pressure of trying to, you know, look for jobs and deal with an education? What do you think is behind that?
I mean, I think it's probably all those things. I think that there is a lot of lack of education about sleep. I mean, the most common sleep aid in the world is alcohol. So this is not something new that we've dealt with in terms of people turning to making bad choices and turning to bad substances in this sort of idea of helping them sleep. I mean, to me, it really points out a couple things. One is a fundamental lack of education about sleep. It's impossible not to sleep. It doesn't exist in nature. Every human who walks the face of this earth will sleep about 6 hours or more for every 24 they're alive. Number two, you know, when you don't have a strong schedule that features, you know, body movement, exercise, you know, we used to get up early, travel to work, you know, go to gyms, we spend so much more time at home now. So many more of my patients work from home. So a lot of that movement and exercise that we used to get, we just don't get anymore. I also think there's a lot more schedule inconsistency. You know, individuals kind of get up when they want to get up, work when they want to work. And a lot of those things can be really problematic for sleep. So, you know, I think it's just like the new alcohol when you look at it. And there's also probably this idea that marijuana and substances like that are safer or they work better for sleep. I mean, I work for a bunch of Major League Baseball teams, and I heard a presentation from a marijuana distributor that said, hey, you know, we're really healthy for sleep and we help you sleep in a way that's safer than alcohol. And really none of that's true. I mean, there's very little research that says marijuana does anything positive for sleep. It's probably a real net negative.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know that mental activity on the incline is going to replace physical. You know, people used to work hard for a living. I mean, they were farmers, and people, you watch them now, the construction workers and the maintenance workers, there's so much high-tech equipment in their hands now, they're really not using their physical body strength anymore like they used to, and I'm sure that has something to do with it. Also have one of our listeners says that in the case of the cannabis, they believe it's on the rise because you can get ones that are made for sleep nowadays instead of just getting random stuff off the street. So the availability of cannabis, I'm sure, has some responsibility for the increase.
Of course. And you know, I love the idea of getting something that's made for sleep. There is no cannabis that's sleep positive. I mean, I do a podcast once a week about sleep called Sleep Unplugged. And we did an episode, I think it was 37, about cannabis. And I mean, I think when people really dig into the research on cannabis, I mean, to me, there's really very little difference between that and something like bourbon. I mean, it's sort of, why are you using this? Well, I get into bed and it takes me a while to fall asleep. Why have you determined that that is pathological and needs to be fixed? It's sort of like cannabis is on the rise for young adults who have trouble eating. No, like you either sit down for dinner and you eat, or you're not hungry and you move on with your life and wait around for your hunger to come back, which it always does. Like, this is kind of strange that we've pathologized this kind of thing. And, you know, I think this really speaks to the mental health, you know, crisis that we have right now, that anxiety's on the rise. And then, so what you have happened is a person gets into bed, they don't fall asleep right away. This creates anxiety. We're being told if you don't sleep, you'll get sick, you'll get dementia, you'll have heart disease. So we kind of create this weird cycle of insomnia that forces people outside of that loop to find substances to knock themselves out quickly, which is how most people define good sleep, is being unconscious fast.
All right, Chris, we're going to take a traffic break here. I got some questions and comments coming in from the audience about, you know, treating the symptoms instead of the cause. And in some cases, it can actually make it worse by using either cannabis or alcohol to fall asleep. We're talking with Chris Winter, a sleep specialist and neurologist, also the author of The Sleep Solution and The Rested Child. We'll be right back to continue this conversation. But first, we need a traffic update from Courtney P.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And you're listening to WWL's First News. I'm Don Dubuque in for Tommy Tucker this week. He will be back with you on Monday. And this morning we're talking about sleep or the lack thereof. Some statistics showing 22% of young adults aged 19 to 30 reported using one or both of the cannabis or alcohol substances to help them sleep. Joining us to discuss this is Chris Winter, sleep specialist and neurologist, and he's authored a book called The Sleep Solution and The Rested Child. Chris, I've got a lot of comments and questions coming in, so we'll try to take these as many as we can before we have to depart here. But one of them says, what I understand about alcohol, it actually affects your sleep in a negative way. Is that true?
Absolutely, yes. Suppresses a lot of the things like deep sleep and REM sleep that actually make us feel better. So, you know, whenever somebody, you know, says to me, listen, I hear what you're saying, Chris, but, you know, for me, alcohol just takes the edge off and helps me sleep better. It never makes you sleep better. It might make you unconscious faster, but it's not making the quality of your sleep better. You're always better without alcohol from a sleep perspective.
And long term, both of them, the marijuana and the alcohol, can actually make your sleep habits worse. How does that happen?
I think so. I mean, I think that, well, they suppress a lot of the quality features of your sleep. So as your quality goes down, quantity tends to rise. You're trying to sleep more to make up for the bad sleep quality. And I also think it kind of creates a sort of dependence. Like, insomnia is just a lack of faith in sleep. It's getting into bed, not going to sleep right away, and then having a struggle with that. I mean, I ask people all the time, somebody says to me it takes them 2 hours to fall asleep, my first question is, how do you feel about that? If the answer is, I don't care, then be in bed for 2 hours before you fall asleep, or read a book, or whatever. Like, it's the care part that kills people. So, you know, learn to embrace being in bed awake. Resting in bed is highly restorative. So, yeah, I think using these kinds of substances over time kind of creates this failure of faith in your own ability to sleep, which is really tragic.
I have another listener asking about how accurate are the watches for tracking your sleep. Those are getting very popular now. Are they accurate on what they tell you you've slept?
Yeah, I mean, they're getting much more accurate. We did a whole podcast episode on wearables. I can't remember what the episode was. But, you know, when they actually are asking the question, how much did I sleep, they're really accurate. We're talking like 80-90%. So if you're somebody who says, I'm lucky if I sleep an hour at night, that's why I use marijuana, take a couple weeks off of your marijuana and look at what that tracker is telling you. And what I always tell patients is, you have to write down what you think happened last night, and then you get to look at your tracker data. And I have patients who will write down, you know, 0 hours, 1 hour, and the tracker says 6 or 7. The tracker's right. Where it tends to fail a little bit is the differentiation of sleep stages, you know, REM sleep, light sleep, deep sleep. It's probably somewhere in the order of 60 to 75% accurate with that. But they are getting better very rapidly.
Now the question is asking, is melatonin a better alternative? Your opinion on melatonin use?
I don't think so. I mean, again, melatonin is a chemical that we make. And I love when patients say, is it a better alternative? My better alternative to marijuana is don't take anything. We don't need sleeping pills to sleep. Marijuana is great. I'm sorry, melatonin is great for travel, jet lag, shift work, when your schedule is changing, melatonin can help readjust the schedule a little bit faster. But for nightly use, I don't recommend melatonin at all, and especially for kids.
Chris, we've got to depart for the news here. Your podcast, where can they find that?
Yeah, if you just type in Sleep Unplugged into any podcast search, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, even YouTube, it'll pop up, and whatever question you've got, my guess is there's an episode that addresses it.
Very good. Thanks for being with us, Chris. We have to get you back on again. We appreciate you giving us some advice and information about the sleep, a very, very popular topic this morning. Thanks so much.
Happy holidays and Happy New Year.
Same to you. And we'll be right back after the news.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm Dave Cohen. Now back to Don Dubuque and for Tommy Tucker on WWL.
Dave, did you hear that two of Santa's reindeer got loose?
Oh, no. What happened?
They were being transported around Los Angeles, California. They were headed north, I guess going to the North Pole, and they had a vehicle accident, and they escaped, but they were rounded up, caught, and I think they're back on their way, which brought up, triggered my memory about the monkey accident on I-59. Remember that?
Oh, goodness, yes. And then all the misreporting on whether the monkeys were infected with diseases or not. And then a woman shooting and killing one of the monkeys in the backyard because she thought it was going to attack her kid.
As I remember, and maybe, you know, you stay on top of the news better than I do, there was one that was never recovered, that he's still out there somewhere.
At last report, I think there was one unaccounted for. Chances are he's no longer with us. He might I'm
pulling for him. Freedom, you know, freedom. I can imagine him running through the woods and, you know, being chased and hiding. But you know what used to happen? I got real familiar with those monkeys over at the Delta Primate Center because my wife used to work there. She was actually a vet tech, and she dealt with those monkeys. And the thing about them is that they escape from time to time out of the corral, and they'd get into the woods around Covington, and people would be reporting them. Same rumors about, you know, AIDS-infected monkeys are with Ebola, they're on the loose, and they're going to bite you. Those monkeys were so conditioned to eat the monkey chow a day out in the
monkey
woods. They came right back. Yeah, they fed them Purina monkey chow. They have such a thing.
Makes monkey chow.
They make monkey chow, yeah. And they would come back. And come back home. They didn't like it trying to eat pine cones and nuts, and they didn't know how to do it.
I got one cat who is an escape artist. He loves to try and get out, but he never stays out for more than an hour because, well, he gets hungry and he knows the food is in the bowl in the house.
Yeah, believe me, food is a great motivator, not just for wildlife, for people too.
Yeah, no, I go home because I love my wife's cooking, so you know. Yeah.
Well, Dave, if anybody sees that monkey, put out an APB. We've still got one monkey on the loose, but I'm pulling for him. I hope he stays free.
You want him to live out his best life in the woods, along I-59.
Where monkeys should be, in the wild.
All right.
Thank you, Dave. All right, coming up after this break, we're going to be talking about Super Saturday. That's tomorrow, a significant shopping event. What is shopping looking like this Christmas season? We'll talk to Leah Long. She's director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses right after this. It is predicted that 158.9 million consumers plan to shop tomorrow, the last Saturday before Christmas. And joining us to talk about shopping trends, the director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, Leah Long, joins us. Good morning, Leah. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Lee, if you would, tell our listeners about your organization, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, and our Louisiana chapter. What is your mission, and are you guys for-profit, non-profit, and what is your role?
Yeah, so National Federation of Independent Business is a national group based out of D.C. Every state does have a group, and so we represent independently owned businesses. So a lot of, you know, these businesses, they don't have someone that can go to the Capitol and testify, you know, alert them of the different policy changes, different legislation that's going to affect or, you know, benefit their business in a, you know, bad or negative or good way. And so we do that. So our goal is to protect and continue to make sure the small independent businesses continue to thrive here, because small business is the backbone of the economy.
And do they join? Is there a fee, dues to pay, or is it just open to anyone that has a business?
So there is membership. You can join the NFIB, whether you join online. We do have people out visiting small businesses, learning about them. What are their biggest issues, you know, on a federal level and on a state level? So you can join that way. And even if you don't want to become a member, we do have a website that offers a ton of information about things that are affecting a small business, like I said, on the federal level and a state level. So you can check that out. You know, we want to continue to make all small businesses thrive, whether you're a member or not.
Well, Leah, I'm looking at the results of this survey that was done by the National Retail Federation, and it says the top destinations where consumers plan to finish their shopping, online, 46%, department stores, 33%, discount stores, 26%. How has online shopping affected independent businesses, including those in Louisiana, which I'm sure some of them operate online? But how does that impact the small retail store, the shop owner?
Absolutely. It's super important to shop small business, because about 67 cents of every dollar you spend in a small business actually stays in your local community. And so, you know, whether you're shopping on Amazon or a big box store, you got to think about that. A lot of that isn't, you know, your local retailer. It's not the one supporting your local, you know, T-ball team. They're giving back in your community. And so it definitely does affect them. But like you said, a lot of small businesses, retail, whatever it may be, actually does have an online presence. And so a lot of them offer, you know, you order it online and you go pick it up in the store, or they'll ship it to you. So whether you want to finish online shopping, if you're a lot like me and you haven't really done any shopping, you know, go online and see if you can get that product, whatever it may be, and pick it up and support that small business.
What advice do you give to small businesses to compete with big boxes or online, major national online stores? Maybe counter-marketing, offer some products that are unique that they can't find online, which would be pretty hard these days, or maybe services. Give some type of a service that you know, it seems to me like online products and companies can be beaten on service. If you give good service, that's as good as a good product.
Absolutely. Service. And just there is a little bit of like, you know, personal and human touch when you do shop a small business owner, thinking about, you know, a retail store, a boutique, a clothing store. More than likely, that business owner is actually sitting in that business and maybe checking you out. And, you know, that business owner went to market and bought whatever they think that their community may want. And so I think that's important because you're actually going to be able to kind of have a physical touch there almost in a communication relationship with that business owner, because you may know the business owner. The business owner may support your school, your local schools, and they support your community fairs. And so I think that's important to remember. And we always try to tell our business owners that, you know, when you offer that and you are involved in your community, people do come shop at your business.
Leah, we have to take a quick traffic break, but when we come back, I would like you to maybe tell us some success stories from some of your members, some things that they have found, that they have done, that you could share and pass on with other business owners to help them make more successful. We're talking with Leah Logg. She is the director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, and we're talking about Super Saturday shopping tomorrow. We'll be right back to do it, but first, here's a look at your traffic with Courtney P. And welcome back in WWL's First News. I'm Don Dubuque, filling in for Tommy Tucker. We're talking about shopping. Tomorrow's the big day, Super Saturday, the Saturday before Christmas. We also have Leah Long with us, the director of the Louisiana chapter of National Federation of Independent Businesses. Leah, what tips, techniques, or advice do some of your members share with other members as far as doing well and thriving in what is a changing independent business environment?
Yeah, so every store, whether depending type of, you know, clothing store, shoe store, whatever you're looking for, you know, your local hardware store, they all do stuff around Christmas, whether it's decorated, whether they offer gift wrapping. You know, a lot of them have had different come in and shop. And of course, you know, being in South Louisiana, you know, whether you have, you know, drinks available, coffee. But it's also they're offering a lot of specials, you know, a countdown toward Christmas. And, you know, here's certain things that are on sale today, come in, buy it. So just continuing to like look that up in your community and seeing kind of what these stores have to offer and how it fits your Christmas shopping list.
You know, something interesting that survey pointed out was 3 in 10 shoppers, 31%, plan to give an experience this year, like an art class or tickets to an event. I guess that's time spent together, and it's been growing over the last 10 years. It used to be only 22%. It's now up to 31%. So I think that's kind of that unique marketing aspect that can sway, you know, business to you as an independent business person.
Absolutely. And so those, you know, establishments that do offer different services or, you know, different cooking classes, whatever it may be, they are, you know, independently owned. They are a small business. They're relying on, you know, customers to come in and support them. And as we get toward the end of the year, you know, it's important to continue to, you know, make sure that they're making their bottom line, that they roll that over to 2026. So being able to support them tomorrow and, you know, throughout the holiday season, throughout Christmas, if you have family in town, going to a local restaurant and supporting that local restaurant too.
I guess you would encourage businesses to, if they're not doing it now, is not only to have a brick and mortar retail shop, but, you know, have an online presence, create one if you don't have one.
Absolutely. There's power in online presence. There's power in social media marketing. And you do have a lot of independent small businesses, especially retail stores that do, you know, whether they're on Instagram, whatever it is, be able to get out there and, you know, kind of target potential new customers. And so we always tell our membership to definitely do that.
And Leah, if someone listening is an independent business and they think it might be a good idea to join, tell them how they can get an application and sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. Visit our website, nfib.org. There's a Louisiana tab. We keep you up to date on all things legislative issues, different things federal and state, and you can find out more information on there.
Yeah, and don't forget, a lot of people shop after Christmas. I'm not one of them. I tend to be burned out, but a lot of people, they do most of their shopping. In fact, 70% of people shop after Christmas and take advantage of those discounted prices.
Absolutely. They have money to spend, too.
All right. Thank you again, Leah. Appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you.
All right. That is Leah Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses. All right. We come back after the top of the hour. We're going to be talking with an adjunct professor at Columbia Business School who specializes in restaurant and food business. What will we be talking about, you say? Well, the tipping culture. What are tip-free restaurants? Will they be able to survive? And what is your thoughts on tipping? What percentage do you tip? Who do you tip? When is tip appropriate? And does it, one of the things that bothers me about tipping is these tabs that come up and pop up and give you choices on how much, a custom tip or no tip. One particular business, and maybe I'll name them later, it's a drive-through, but unlike other drive-throughs, they hand you a clipboard with a pen and a receipt and your card, and you sign it, and there's space on there for a tip. Why do fast food places need a signed register receipt? Almost none of them do it. There's only one I can think of, and I've complained about it on their surveys when they send me a satisfaction survey, but to no avail. Does that bug you? What bugs you about tipping? 504-260-1870 is our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Don Dubuque in for Tommy Tucker on a Friday morning. Back after this.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.